Hey, friends, thanks for tuning in today. At the top of this episode, I want to say congratulations to my friend Gretchen Rubin. Gretchen's new and long-awaited book is out today. It's called Life in Five Senses: How Exploring the Senses Got Me Out of My Head and Into the World. Now, I have been a big Gretchen fan for many years. She has this thing on her website, her newsletter, where you can sign up to be a super fan. And I think I first did that, I was going to say 10 years ago, but I think it's actually much more than 10 years now. It's closer to 15 years, which is crazy. You know, I've been around a long time, but she was actually one of my original inspirations when I started the blog, The Art of Nonconformity, in 2008, the prehistoric blogging days. So I'm really fortunate to know Gretchen now as a friend. So I'm always excited to see what she does. New book, Life in Five Senses. There's also a free quiz at gretchenrubin.com where you can discover your most neglected sense. I encourage you to check it out. And welcome as well to Throwback Thursday. This is our weekly segment on Side Hustle School where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now let's see here. Last week we heard from a Canadian dungeon master who hosts tabletop role-playing games. TTRPGs, if I'm not mistaken, and his side business brings in an extra $2,000 a month. Today, in our latest feature, we're going to hear from an eBay consignment seller who decides to focus on selling items for other people for a commission, thus the term consignment, you know, as opposed to an eBay seller who's going out to try to acquire their own inventory. They're selling items for other people. So how much commission? How does it work? Let's find out. We're going to hear this story from Samantha.
Hi, my name is Samantha Hayes, and I live in San Francisco, California. A couple of years ago, I discovered a unique way of earning commissions by selling items on eBay for other people. In this narrative, I'll share my journey, including some valuable lessons I've learned. And, of course, a funny anecdote that happened along the way. I began by helping a few close friends and family members declutter their homes. I was astonished to find that many people had valuable items just collecting dust. With their permission, I listed these items on eBay and started earning a 25% commission on each sale. As word spread about my new venture, friends of friends began reaching out, asking if I could sell their items as well. I recognized a growing business opportunity and decided to officially offer my services to the broader community. To improve my skills and knowledge, I researched the intricacies of eBay, from setting up eye-catching listings to understanding shipping logistics. I attended webinars and watched lots of YouTube videos to become an expert in the field. My clients' base expanded rapidly, and before I knew it, I was spending my weekends rummaging through other people's belongings and listing them on eBay. My house transformed into a temporary storage unit, filled with an eclectic mix of antiques, clothing, electronics, and other oddities. Now, let me share a fun anecdote that happened during this time. One day, while going through a client's garage, I stumbled upon a peculiar-looking antique lamp. The client, an older gentleman, insisted it was worthless and had been sitting there for years. I was intrigued and listed it on eBay, expecting it to fetch a modest price. To my astonishment, it sparked a bidding war among collectors, eventually selling for a whopping $5,000. It turns out the lamp was a rare piece from the early 20th century, and the client was over the moon with the unexpected windfall. Since then, I've learned never to underestimate the hidden value of seemingly ordinary items. Throughout this journey, I've picked up some valuable lessons, such as networking is crucial. Word of mouth has been my most significant source of new clients. By providing excellent service and fostering relationships, I've built a strong referral network. Research is vital. Understanding the market and trends on eBay has helped me price items accurately and make better sales. Presentation matters. High-quality photos and detailed item descriptions have been essential in attracting potential buyers and securing higher bids. And lastly, efficient organization. Managing a multitude of clients and items requires a solid organizational system. Keeping track of inventory, sales, and commissions has been critical to my success. my journey of an eBay seller on behalf of others has been both exciting and rewarding. I've not only helped people declutter their lives and earn extra income, but I've also uncovered hidden treasures and created lasting connections with my clients.
Thanks so much to Samantha for sharing that story. Really appreciate it. And also remember Gretchen's new book, Life in Five Senses, How Exploring the Senses Got Me Out of My Head and Into the World. That would be Gretchen Rubin specifically. All right, let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you've got a question or an update about your side hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Thank you so much for joining me today. We are almost at the midpoint of April. Almost at 2,300 episodes, in fact, which is so awesome and all thanks to you. So a new episode's coming out tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.